in the Herald Sun about an emerging trend in abuse towards teachers and principals. It's happening online, it's coming from kids, even parents, creating fake accounts, trolling people. The question that raises in my mind, have kids become more feral? Have they become less controllable, less, I guess, reactive to authority? Teachers, principal, parents, grandparents, 96900 693 1313 32. Malcolm Elliott is president of the Australian Primary Principals Association. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
So what's going on out there? What's happening?
Well, we've got this new, well, it's not so new now, but excuse me, we've got this new dimension of social media that's come into people's lives that, in short, is being poorly managed by many people and, in fact, used for abuse. And it's having a very deep effect in the world of teaching and, as we know, of course, more broadly in regard to police and other first-line, front-line people like nurses, for example.
Well, what sort of thing's happening? What happens to principals?
Social media is used to identify individual principals and then for people without any cause for or recourse, being able to say whatever they like about a school principal, causing damage to reputation, taking up a lot of time in people trying to find out who it is who's making negative allegations or making negative reports.
But what do you mean negative principal allegations? They're accusing you of being crooks or cheats,
yep,
or what?
Yep. Yes, being incompetent, and we've also seen that people are being using anonymous online accounts to accuse teachers and school principals of paedophilia, physical abuse towards students.
Ooh.
You name it.
How do you respond if somebody anonymously says, "Oh, you're a paedophile"?
Well, there are a range of things that you can do, and one of them is seek for the provider to take that down, but that takes time. But then at a personal level, it's a matter of having the wherewithal to ignore it. Now, the problem with ignoring is that it sits there online, and you can hear a little bit of the upset in my voice here as I speak. It sits there online for other people to see, and it becomes deeply concerning for parents, other parents, you know, people who are doing all the right things in school, as well as teachers. In my own time as a school principal, I had my younger teachers who were much more affected by this than I was, saying, "Oh, did you see what's been put on Facebook about you?" I said, No, I didn't say that.
So you have copped it yourself. What did you cop?
Absolutely. Allegations of incompetence, not caring about the children, not acting appropriately about the safety of kids. And to be honest with you, Neil, this did affect me.
In what way?
Because, well, it made me feel sad. It made me feel misunderstood. It made me feel attacked without any recourse to putting this kind of thing right. I used to say to parents, if you've ever got a complaint or a concern, you bring it to my door and we'll talk about it.
Tell me, do you ever spend any time on Twitter?
I use a Twitter account now in my role as president of the Australian Primary Principals Association, and I've got a personal Twitter account.
Yeah, well, I've often said if I found a cure for cancer, somebody on Twitter would say that, well, I was evil for doing it. It's just a sewer. And it's all right to say don't take it seriously, but if you look at it often enough, it'll get you down. I remember Matthew Guy, when he was opposition leader, said to me the thing I'm most looking forward to about not being opposition leader is killing my Twitter account.
Oh, I completely understand all that. My word, I do. And I think that as much as, you know, the media and our society in general wants to hold our politicians to account, what happens on social media is completely beyond the pale.
So are kids losing respect for that level of authority, or is it just the anonymity that emboldens them?
Perhaps it's a little bit of both. I find, and I think that this is true across the country, that teachers and school principals really feel that in dealing with almost all children, with almost all parents, members of the community, there is a strong level of respect for what it is that principals and school teachers do. And this, we saw this again when the COVID lockdowns were on and people were saying, gee, we didn't realise quite how valuable our teachers were. We didn't quite realise how skilled they really are and the contribution that they make, which is a really great thing for morale. However, people are using social media to orchestrate campaigns against school leaders and against school teachers in ways that are really absolutely insidious. And in some respects, they can eat away at you and knock back your morale and knock back your motivation to actually do your work.
So what do you do? What do you do? I mean, how do you get on? How do you address it?
I think that what we've I want to give the federal government here a lot of credit. They commissioned the Australian Institute of Teaching and School Leadership to come up with some strategies around this, and one of them is doing what I'm doing right now. And I'm thanking 3AW and Neil Mitchell for this, that you are listening to what we are saying and taking it into the broader community and saying we must understand our whole of community responsibility to talk to our young people and set a community standard which says this is not all right. It doesn't matter who you're talking about, but particularly, I'm representing school principals here across the country, 7,600 of them in primary schools, and we're saying we must respect our principals and our teachers. Sure, they're going to make mistakes sometimes, but they're mistakes that can be resolved through appropriate and very predictable channels. But what we're saying is we must respect our teaching community. We must respect them because they are the foundation of our national growth.
Thank you very much. Malcolm Elliott, President of the Australian Primary Principals Association. Have you been a victim of that sort of online... The word bullying is misused here. It's a whole different level, some of the stuff he's talking about. It is insidious. Malcolm Elliott. Lachlan, we've had several...